理课堂听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve.
And I'm Rachel, and thank you for joining us for day two of our lesson, The World's Top Five Caves. Now yesterday we traveled to North America and we learned about Carlsbad Caverns. Today we're going to Asia and we're first going to talk about a cave called Assembling Dragon Cave.
Oh, this is a good one, and I can attest that this is beautiful. This is one of them that I had been to before. It really is a stunning cave. Join us as we learn more about it on page 37 in line 5.
The World's Top 5 Caves. Assembling Dragon, Julong Cave, Yangshuo, China. The Assembling Dragon Cave, an extraordinary masterpiece of nature, offers scenery too amazing to miss. The cave gets its name from the surrounding mountain pinnacles outside the cave, which resemble circling dragons. And inside the cave, stalactites suggest images of dragons flying on clouds or playing with water. By foot and by boat, visitors can admire spectacular stalagmites growing up out of the floor, waterfalls, and underground rivers in this 1,000-meter-long cave system. Colorful lights add wonder to this fairyland. Waitomo Glowworm Cave on New Zealand's North Island. In this cave, adventurers explore ancient limestone chambers and passages to enjoy stunning underground scenery. The Glowworm Cave has ornate stalactites and stalagmites along with a magnificent cathedral. The cathedral's acoustics are so pure that singers like Kiriti Kawana, the famous New Zealand opera singer, have performed here. The highlight of a cave tour is a unique boat trip through the spectacular Glowworm Grotto. In this dark, silent place, thousands of tiny living lights belonging to glowworms dot the ceiling and walls. They light the way as visitors glide quietly beneath them on dark water that reflects the lights from the glowworms.
Welcome back. Now again, in this lesson, we're taking a trip underground. We're going below ground to explore the caves. And students, maybe you've never been underground in a cave before, but chances are you'll have an opportunity someday. So it's good to know some of these words in English, especially if you travel to an English-speaking country.
That's right. If you have a chance to go and visit any of these caves, please do not pass up that chance. Do not pass up the chance to go to the Assembling Dragon Cave in Yangshuo, China. It's a beautiful place to visit. Well, the Assembling Dragon Cave is an extraordinary masterpiece of nature. It really, really is. Now, a masterpiece is something that's a beautiful example of something, and this is a beautiful example of a beautiful cave.
That's right. Often when I think of the word masterpiece, I think of a piece of artwork. And an exceptional piece of artwork, we would say, is a masterpiece. And notice we also use the word here, extraordinary. Our author is using a variety of adjectives to describe these caves. Yesterday she used the word spectacular, and today she's using extraordinary, and it just means out of the ordinary. It's amazing.
That's right. There are a lot of words you're going to find out that have similar meaning in this lesson. Remember, one of the words was spectacular, which meant impressive, which is another way to describe these caves. Well, this masterpiece of nature offers scenery too amazing to miss, which means if you miss it, you will feel sorry because it is so amazing. You'll never have an opportunity to see something like this in your life. You have to go see it.
So, Steve, I have a question. Did somebody tell you that, you know, you need to go see this cave? You said you've been there. Did somebody say this is too amazing to miss?
Well, I had a combination of things happen to me, Rachel. That was true, but also in the guidebook I was reading, the guidebook said, please, you have to go see this. This is a don't miss destination. You have to see it. And I'm certainly glad I did.
Well, I hope we hear more about it later. Right now, let's look at line 7, where we read that the cave gets its name from the surrounding mountain pinnacles outside the cave, which resemble circling dragons. So when I first saw the name of this cave, I did wonder, why do they call it Assembling Dragon Cave?
Okay, so actually the name comes from the outside area of the cave. It doesn't have anything to do with the cave itself. But on the outside, it has these pinnacles, these mountain pinnacles. And a pinnacle is the highest or maybe the most exciting part of something. And it resembles a dragon moving around these pinnacles outside the cave.
Now, did you actually see this, Steve? Did you see the outside? And could you tell that that was what the picture was?
Unfortunately, I couldn't, Rachel. But perhaps if I was in an airplane or a helicopter, I might be able to see that more clearly.
That's quite interesting. Well, we can also use the word pinnacle to talk about the peak of something, even like your career. We might talk about the pinnacle of someone's career, and it's kind of like the most important time in a career, maybe when something changes for the better.
Okay, and when we see the word circling here, the dragons are circling, it means they're moving in a circular pattern, and most of the time I think of something flying in the air, circling around. But you could also circle around something in the water.
That's a good point. Well, this is what it looks like on the outside of the cave. So what's it like in the inside? Well, reading on, we read that in the inside the cave, stalactites suggest images of dragons flying on clouds or playing with water. Now, I'm sure that the people who first saw this cave maybe had a big imagination, and I'm sure if you look closely enough, you could see this. But what do you think, Steve? Did you see any of these stalactites that look like dragons?
I don't remember that, Rachel. And I do know that here in Asia, they do love to use poetic language to describe things like these natural formations. So I guess if you could use your imagination, you might be able to see what they're talking about. Nonetheless, these dragons were flying on clouds and playing with water. That's what it looked like. And it brings a sense that this is a very, very special place.
It sure does. I'm very curious. I'd love to see it. And remember, yesterday we talked about stalactites, and those come, they come from the ceiling. And we're going to talk about stalagmites in a minute. But first, let's read, by foot and by boat, visitors can admire spectacular stalagmites growing up out of the floor. So, again, students, we have stalactites and stalagmites. I actually remember learning about this when I was in, I think, junior high or something, and having to remember the difference between the two.
Well, those words can be confusing. They're so similar. If you could just remember that stalactites come from the ceiling and stalagmites come from the ground, almost as if they're growing up out of the ground, that would be a good thing. Well, these caves also have waterfalls and underground rivers, and it's a 1,000-meter-long cave system. So this is quite extensive. Very impressive.
It sure is. And one last point our author gives us is that colorful lights add wonder to this fairyland. So what does she mean by the colorful lights? Are these man-made lights?
They are, Rachel. These are man-made lights that people have put inside. And that's the one thing, actually, that really sticks out in my mind when I visited these caves, is that not only were they colorful, but they were placed in really strategic places to give the most beauty, I think. And it was really, really striking to walk into this cave and see all these beautiful lights. It made me feel like I was in a different world.
Well, almost like you're in a fairyland. And when we see the word fairyland, it's kind of a place in your imagination. You know, it's not real like a fairyland, but you almost feel like you're in a place like when you're a kid and you can imagine this wonderful place that exists. Well, students, you can see this if you go to Assembling Dragon Cave. And we have one more cave to talk about after we take a break.
Hi, friends. We're on page 37. If you just joined us, we're talking about spectacular cave systems. Before the break, we talked about the assembling dragon cave system found in Yangshuo, China. Right now, we want to take a look at a different one. Let's go to New Zealand, where we find the Waitomo Glowworm Cave.
The Waitomo Glowworm Cave. Now, that will make a little more sense in a bit, students. But first, let's read in line 20. In this cave, adventurers explore ancient limestone chambers and passages to enjoy stunning underground scenery. Now, hopefully you were with us yesterday when we talked about the words limestone and chambers. Steve, do you want to do a quick review?
That's a good point. You're going to see these words again and again when you talk about caves. Limestone is a soft kind of stone made of calcium. And wherever there's caves, you can usually bet that there's limestone around there as well.
And chamber is like a big room. A chamber here is a room underground in the cave, and they can be extensive or very big. So students, if you go to this cave, you can explore these chambers and these passages and enjoy stunning underground scenery.
Okay, so we see that there are chambers here, but also passages, which gives the idea that you have big places and you have some smaller places in these caves, maybe just big enough to fit your body through. So there's all kinds of twists and turns in these caves that make them an exciting place to visit, especially if you have the courage to go down.
That's true. You need to be adventurous. Well, reading on, we see that the Glowworm Cave has ornate stalactites and stalagmites along with the magnificent cathedral. Now, first, let's look at that word glowworm. This is called the Glowworm Cave. Now, I noticed the word worm in that sentence, and is this a worm that glows? What exactly is a glowworm?
Rachel, you have exactly described it. It is a worm that glows. A worm is kind of a little insect that crawls on the ground or lives in the water, and something that glows gives off light. So these worms, these insects, actually give off a small amount of light. And I want to direct your attention to the top of the page, and you can see some pictures of those glowworms inside the cave.
Well, that is so interesting. I'd love to see some glowworms. And in this cave, you can also see ornate stalactites and stalagmites. Now, we've learned before that stalactites come from the ceiling and stalagmites come from the ground, and these are ornate. And ornate just means beautifully decorated or rich in detail. If something is ornate, there's a lot of detail in it, and it's beautiful to look at.
Okay, so not only do the caves have these beautiful things to look at, it also has what's called the Magnificent Cathedral. Now, a cathedral is a church, but it's not just any kind of church. It's a magnificent church. It's usually one of the bigger churches where one of the leaders of the church presides. So a cathedral is usually very big, very beautiful, and that's what is described here in the cave. It almost resembles a cathedral.
That's a good point. It resembles a cathedral. So students, you don't actually go to church down in the cave, but if you go down here, they call one of the chambers or an area the cathedral area. And they talk about the acoustics in this cathedral. And acoustics are related to sound. If you go to a place and you're singing and there's good acoustics, then the sound is very rich and pure and good.
Right. And if you've ever been to a cathedral and you've heard someone sing or play an instrument, you know that the sound travels around the cathedral in such a way that brings a lot of emotion and power to the performance. Well, that's true in the cave as well. The acoustics in the cave are perfect so that people really enjoy performing in these caves. Famous people like Kiri Te Kanawa, who is the famous New Zealand opera singer.
Well, that's very interesting. She's gone down into the cave to perform. So maybe they do hold some sort of performances there at times. And I'm sure, as Steve mentioned, the acoustics are just wonderful. Everybody can probably hear her, and her voice just probably sounds so large and so big and so pure in this cave.
Well, the author says the highlight or the best part of this trip, the best part of this cave tour, is a unique boat trip through the spectacular glowworm grotto. We've seen the glowworm word before, and the glowworms are what give this cave system its name. So certainly they're going to play a big part in the tour.
That's right. And students, again, you can see a picture of that on page 37. When I see this glowworm grotto, I'm amazed that these little worms can give off so much light. This must be quite a tour. But we need to also look at that word grotto. Grotto, G-R-O-T-T-O. This is a bit of a unique word. Steve, can you explain what they mean by grotto here?
We see this word sometimes. It's used to describe a small, attractive cave. And some restaurants or cafes will use this word grotto, especially if you have to go below the street level, you go into a grotto cafe or restaurant. So it's just a small, attractive cave.
That's right. Well, let's continue reading. In this dark, silent place, thousands of tiny living lights belonging to glowworms dot the ceiling and walls, and they light the way as visitors glide beneath them. So these little glowworms are everywhere. They're dotting the walls. It's almost like they're little dots on the walls, and they're lighting things up for the visitors.
Oh, what a beautiful display. Again, I would love to be there. There's pictures at the top of the page. Just fascinating. Now, you're in a dark place, and the only thing you see is the light coming from these worms, but that light reflects off the water, and it kind of mirrors the light and brings even more light into that area. What a beautiful, beautiful picture.
I agree. Well, students, we hope that you have enjoyed today's lesson, and we need to review it now with a review skit. Then we're going to visit the chat room and Michelle, and then we'll be right back.
Did you notice all those mountain pinnacles? I think they looked like dragons.
Yes, and this cave is called Assembling Dragon Cave.
Well, the scenery here is spectacular.
You're right. All those stalagmites and waterfalls and colorful lights.
Yeah, it looks like a fairyland.
That's right. Well, let's go.
But we just got here. I want to look around some more.
We don't have time. We're heading for New Zealand's Glowworm Cave.
New Zealand? That's kind of far away.
I know, but you'll love the underground scenery there. It's amazing.
What's so great about it?
The cave has a magnificent cathedral in it. The acoustics there are excellent.
Really? Maybe I could sing some opera there.
Maybe, but the highlight of the cave is the glowworms.
Glowworms?
Yes, there are thousands of glowworms that dot the walls and the ceilings of the cave.
Well, that does sound spectacular. Okay, let's go to New Zealand.
Let's go.
I hope I can sing opera there. I wonder if the glowworms will like it.
Maybe.
Pinnacle. The rocky pinnacle looked dangerous, but we decided to climb to the top anyway. Ornate. Helen's simple black dress showed off her ornate necklace. Cathedral. Many European cities have famous old cathedrals that still hold church services. Acoustics. The acoustics in the opera house are excellent. You can hear a pin drop.
Hello, students. Welcome to the chat room. And we'd like to welcome Linda to the chat room today. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everybody. Hey, so Ken, what was the highlight of your last vacation?
It was hiking on the Great Wall of China.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yes, it was. Hey, why do you ask?
Well, I want to show you one way to use the word highlight. It means one of the things that you did that you liked the most. And also, when we're giving a talk or when we're teaching, we also highlight some points. That means we call attention to those points so that the people listening will hopefully remember that point or those points, if nothing else.
So if you highlight something, are you a highlighter?
No, a highlighter actually is a marker, which is a kind of writing utensil. A highlighter uses a bright color to highlight sections of a document.
I see. Highlight, 照字面上的意思是最明亮的部分，指的就是最精彩的、最有趣的或者最重要的部分。The highlight of the concert 就是一场音乐会的高潮。当动词用 highlight 就是强调的意思，而一个 highlighter 指的是荧光笔，因为它可以将一篇文章重要的部分 highlight 出来。
Hey Ken, do you highlight your hair?
What? There's nothing about my hair I want people to remember.
Well, actually, highlight your hair means that you take sections of it and have it colored.
I thought that was dye your hair.
Well, dye actually is when you color all of your hair. But when you get highlights, they just take parts of it and color only those parts, not all of it.
Oh, interesting.染头发叫做 dye your hair, D-Y-E, dye, 就是染。如果你不想把所有的头发都染色，你可以 highlight your hair, highlight 用在头发指的是挑染。
And now here's another highlight of today's lesson, Michelle's language tips.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看 pinnacle 这个名词。Pinnacle 是指顶端或尖端，例如They reached the mountain pinnacle after days of effort. 经过几天的努力，他们到达了山顶。或者是 The rock pinnacles form interesting shapes against the sky. 岩石的顶峰与天际形成了有趣的形状。Pinnacle 也指顶点，例如 He reached the pinnacle of his career at a very young age. 他在很年轻的时候就到达事业的巅峰。接下来我们看的是 ornate 这个形容词。O-R-N 这个字根有装饰的意思，所以 ornate 是指装饰性的或者是华丽的。例如 The hallway was decorated with ornate gold mirrors. 这条走廊装饰着华丽的金边镜子。或者是 The owner of the mansion loves ornate French furniture. 这个豪宅的主人很喜欢华丽的法式家具。最后我们看的是 acoustics 这个复数形名词。Acoustics 是指音响效果或者是音质。例如 The acoustics of this theater are excellent. 这家剧院的音响效果非常棒。或者是 The singer's voice is wonderful, but her performance was affected by the poor acoustics of the stadium. 这个歌手的声音很棒，但是体育馆的音响效果不佳，影响了他的演出。And that concludes our language tips today. Goodbye, I'll see you tomorrow.
The world's top five caves. Assembling Dragon, Julong Cave, Yangshuo, China. The Assembling Dragon Cave, an extraordinary masterpiece of nature, offers scenery too amazing to miss. The cave gets its name from the surrounding mountain pinnacles outside the cave.Which resemble circling dragons. And inside the cave, stalactites suggest images of dragons flying on clouds or playing with water. By foot and by boat, visitors can admire spectacular stalagmites growing up out of the floor, waterfalls, and underground rivers in this 1,000-meter-long cave system. Colorful lights add wonder to this fairyland.Waitomo Glowworm Cave on New Zealand's North Island. In this cave, adventurers explore ancient limestone chambers and passages to enjoy stunning underground scenery. The Glowworm Cave has ornate stalactites and stalagmites along with a magnificent cathedral. The cathedral's acoustics are so pure that singers like Kiriti Kawana, the famous New Zealand opera singer, have performed here.The highlight of a cave tour is a unique boat trip through the spectacular Glowworm Grotto. In this dark, silent place, thousands of tiny living lights belonging to glowworms dot the ceiling and walls. They light the way as visitors glide quietly beneath them on dark water that reflects the lights from the glowworms.
Okay, students, as is our custom, we have a question for you. Who performed in the Glowworm Cave's Cathedral? A, an opera singer, B, a glowworm, or C, a pop star?
Steve, it would be funny if the glowworms did perform, but actually the answer is A, an opera singer. Although I'm sure at some point a pop star is going to make it down there too. Well, students, we hope you enjoyed today's lesson and that you'll join us next time here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. From all of us here, goodbye.
Goodbye, friends.